This is one of people's most favorite. Father Josh was in the earlier meeting.
Today's daf is daf lamed hey, and we're ready to start the parrot with a bang, except that our explosive isn't here. You'll have to settle for me. For gonda helike parrot. Hatsim mevorchim ala perot. Al perot ha'ilan hu omer borei pri ha'ed. Actually, it's a little strange that we start with ketsad mevorchim ala perot without ever explaining that there is a brocha ala perot. Tosva suggests that maybe we're being sumif on the Mishnah earlier about Balkeri, that's mahara brochot lefanea, and so on. Or he also suggests that because the Gemara is going to kind of conclude that brachot, the chiyuv of brachot, is essentially a svara, it doesn't require a real basis in the Torah, we're assuming this svara on the part of the reader that you certainly wouldn't want to eat without making a bracha, and therefore, ketzad mevorchim al perot. So, perot ha'ilan, as we know, omer borei pri eitz, except for one special case, which is yain. Chutz min ha'yain, she'al ha'yain omer borei pri ha'gefen. Al perot ha'aretz, omer borei pri ha'adama, except for one special case, chutz min ha'pat. Shal ha'pat, hu omer ha'motzi lechem min ha'aretz. And we'll see about mizonot in the Gemara. Al ha'yirakot, hu omer borei pri ha'adama. Now remember that yirakot include the terms of the bracha borei pri adama also various seeds, which are not exactly yirakot. It includes greenery, but it also includes hummus. You know, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, you have to distinguish indeed between hummus and trina on the one hand, and between lettuce on the other hand. So if you're going to talk about greens, you'll have to say borei minei desha'im. The desha are the leafy things, and those are called yirakot. But in order to differentiate a bracha, and the more clear cut the bracha is defined, we'll see that there's an inyan in that, at the point of a bracha's definition. Therefore, Tanya's Rabbi Yehuda, that it makes more sense to define the difference between the various types of perot ha'adama. Minan imile, what gives us the idea, bichlal, that there's a chiyuv of bracha? The Tana Rabbanan, kodesh hilulim la'ashem. We know that after the 3 years of Orla, comes along the year of Revai. And there it says in the Torah, b'shana ha'revi'it, tihiyeh kol piryo kodesh hilulim la'ashem. What exactly hilulim la'ashem? What does that mean? That these perot are there in order to be mahalel la'ashem? So that teaches you two hilulim. To say halal, so to speak, before, and to say halal after. So melame chetunim brakal lifnehem ula'acharehem. Wants it all for himself. Mikan amar Rabbi Akiva, asur la'adam shi'etob klum kodem shi'evareth. And from here, Rabbi Akiva concludes that the halal is part of the way it is that the person is supposed to be nene from his perot, similar to netaravai. So just like netaravai, we know, requires elements of pidyon beforehand, so too, since it's the mocker for bracha to learn it from netaravai, apparently it's prohibited to eat before there's a bracha in the same way that netaravai cannot be eaten without a pidyon. There's only one problem with this. The words kodesh hilulim certainly is not coming for that purpose. Don't we need kodesh hilulim to teach me something else? Two drushes, Chad v'yomar rachmana achle v'hodar achle. This became a brand name in Israel. So first the Torah tells us, be mechalel, what it is that you're going to eat if it's revoy, and only then eat it. In other words, if there's a chiev of pidyon. The Tosis points out that l'choyer the chiev of pidyon would be derived directly from the din of Maaser Sheni, because we learn that all the din of Neter Avoy from the Lashon Kodesh. It says Kodesh Yilulim Yirin. By Maaser it says Maaser Sheni, it also says Kodesh. So why can't we learn it out from there that there's a chiev of pidyon without using the posik of hilulim? And Tosis says that it could be without the posik of kodesh hilulim that I would have fought to learn kodesh from the din of shvi'it, and there's no way to be kodesh shvi'it. That's one possibility also. But that's his first teretz. So therefore, we need one of the hilulim. You're claiming that there's two brachas, one before and one after, from hilulim. One of the hilulim we need to tell me achle. And only after the hilul, only after the pidyon, do you go ahead and you eat it. So there's a heter of achila through pidyon. The idach, davar ha-ta'un shira, ta'un chilul. The davar she'eno ta'un shira, eno ta'un chilul. This other man, the Yama, says, this comes to tell us, that if the thing that you are going to be oisik in right now, you're picking something, and it requires shira, the only thing we'll see that requires shira is yayin, but for anything else, there's no din of chilul. So if you're picking grapes for wine, so then there's a chilul. But she'eno ton shira, ain't ton chilul. Ki Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani omer Rav Yonatan, the Omer Shmuel ben Nachmani omer Rav Yonatan, minayin she'eno mim shira ela al hayayin. How do we know that there's no Shira said in the Beit HaMikdash on other things, such as the Zrika or on the Nisach HaMayim? It's the only time that we say Shira in the Beit HaMikdash is when we're doing the part of the Korbanos, which is the Nisuch of Yayin, specifically. Even though, certainly, there's other Shira in the Beit HaMikdash, because we could say Halal, as Tosfos points out, for Korban Pesach. The meaning of here is, Eino Nim Shira on something on the Mizbeach, the time that you bring on something on the Mizbeach, other than at the time of Nisuch HaYayin. It's not saying there's no Shira Bechlal other than on Yayin. But where do we see that in terms of the Mizbeach, the only Shira that we have is Al Yayin, Shin Hemar? V'atom Elayim HaGefen. Hechdalti etiroshi ha-mesameach Elohim v'anashim. Now, what is that supposed to mean? I mean, I understand that wine certainly makes people hide. Even anashim mesameach, but Elohim v'ma mesameach. Where does God drink wine? So, mikad she'enom rim shirah v'alayayin. That is the simcha ta'karosh baruch v'kevayachol. Is the shirat alavim nevet ha-mikdash. It's a makam of simcha. So here we see that the tirosh of the Geffen is mesameach Elohim at the time specifically where there's Geffen involved. Otherwise, there's no simcha for God either. Now, wait a minute. All of this seems to be saying that we're learning out the halacha over here of a hilu from the same pasuk that we need to tell me that there's a din of meneter avoy only on wine, correct? So, I mean, actually, not everybody agrees with that. There's a very famous machloket as to whether there exists a concept of neta ravoi, or whether neta ravoi is always actually karam ravoi. Is there a chiyuv of the fourth year peirot on all peirot, or is it only said on kramim? So all of this seems to be making that assumption, that karam ravai is the only type of ravai. Therefore, we need the hilulim, to tell me that the din of net ravai is set only on grapes. But I mean, if you don't hold that, so then you're okay, right? Then you have your kodesh hilulim back again, because you don't, at least one of them, because you don't need it to tell me grapes. So says the Gemara, so now, Hanich Laman de Tani Neta Ravai. If all over, wherever we find the din in the Mishnah makes a reference to Ravai, there's one man beyond that says each one of those times it should say Neta, not Karen. And Laman de Tani Karen Ravai. If you hold that there is no such thing as Neta Ravai, there's only a Karen in its fourth year. So now, that means apparently that he's learning that from the Pasuk of Kodesh Hilulim, you're left with neither Hilulim. Because one Hilul, you need to tell me the din of Hilul, and the other one you need to tell me that it's Dafka Geffen. So how do you know you're back without any booker for Brochus? It's Michael and Neymar. The Yitmar. Rabbi Chiyah Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe. Chad Tani all over Shas Kerem Ravoy. Chad Tani all over Shas Neta Ravoy. And the truth is, even if you hold Kerem Ravoy, there's a way of deriving that halacha, the Neta Ravoy is a halacha specifically in Kramim, from another source, besides this Hilulim. Because Hemiach Yoli, if he learns out the Gzera Shava, and from there is his basis, then he doesn't need the Kodesh Hilulim to tell me this. Because the Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Ne'amar Khan, it says over here in the Parsha of Maaser Sheni and Neter Avoy, it says, B'shana Chamishit Tochlu Et Priyo, Losif Lachem Tevuato. So the lashon of tevuato, when we're talking about trees, is strange. We do find tevuah said in terms of the karen, because it also uses the lashon of, and when it comes to dinim of kelayim, lo tizrachaka v'cha kelayim, etc., petikdashim elaya, v'tevuat ha-karen. So we see that a karen is called tevuah, in which case lo sif lachem tevuato is also a dinim keramim, leaving you free the Kurdish Hilulim. But, so Baal HaHalan, Kerem Afkad Kerem, according to him, Artele Chad Chilul Libracha, at least you're left with one of the Hilulim to tell me a din of Bracha. But he lo yalav gzera shava. And now the first Kodesh Hilulim, the first Hilul, so to speak, of the two, he uses to tell me that there's a din of Pidyon on Neter Avoy. And the second one, since he doesn't learn the gzera shava to kill Ayim, he needs the second one to tell me the din that Neter Avoy is a din only in Kramim. So he's left without either Pasuk to tell me that there's a chiyuv of bracha. And, I mean, the truth is the most we have also is, of course, only one hilul. Even according to Adam on the army, you said there's a chiyuv of bracha both before and after. So what are you going to do with that? So, hilul yelav gzera shava, bracha min olu, vinami yelav gzera shava, even if he does learn gzera shava. And even if you hold like the other Mandi Amar who holds that netter of life, but still, you're only left with one hilul, not hilulim. So Ashkechav me'acharav, I mean, I would assume that implies a bracha lefanav, because I mean after all, emelacharav, because after all it does say v'achaltem v'savato v'irachta in terms of birkat hamazon. I mean, I would assume that the first thing we should do is extend that halacha by the first remez, which is ilulim. Certainly not create a new concept of prior to achila, right? Okay, so we'll do that. But then how would I know lefanav minayin? How would I know to make a bracha before? We are, but Karamavai has two mekoros. You can either learn it out of Hilulim, in which case he has no Hilulim left, or you can learn it out of Gzereshav, in which case he has one Hilul left. Furthermore, even if you don't need that because you don't hold of Karamavai, or because you learn it out of Gzereshav, you still only have one, not two. Yes, you're only left with one, and therefore your diet that you need a bracha before and after, I mean, where does that come from? Kodesh Ilulim. That doesn't make sense. And the only thing that we would know is similar to Birkat HaMazon, as Tosfos points out, where we know the Chalta V'Savata and only then of the Rafta. We assume that the same thing is true of other things besides the Sevilla of Lechem, which is Birkat HaMazon. So this is adding a Chiyav even on eating an apple. Okay? But you certainly don't see a bracha lefanav, do you? Well, hello, kasha. That you have a kal v'chomer. I mean, you could always say a kal v'chomer kishu savar mevarech kishu raev lo koshken. I mean, if he makes a bracha after he's already in a state of satisfaction, so koshken, he should make a bracha when he's in a state of hunger. Now, Tosfos points out this is not really a kal v'chomer, because we already explained that we showed earlier we were trying to learn out the din of bracha lefanav by Birkat HaMazon and Bracha L'Acharav by Birkat HaTorah. We showed that this is not a Kal V'Chomer. Tosfos doesn't explain. He just says, Lav Kal V'Chomer. The Gemara says it's a Kal V'Chomer, right? So, but Tosfos, it's clear before the Gemara came out that it's certainly not the Arayis. If it's Kal V'Chomer, would have it in the Arayis. And then we wouldn't be able to say that a Baal Keri should only be Mahar, or shouldn't even be Mahar, depending on the Sheet and Child over there. So clearly we differentiate between Lefanav and L'Acharav anyway, even when it comes to pots. Koshke, we're not making a Kal V'Chomer over here to say before. It doesn't explain what the Gemara. We have to recognize that the Gemara over here is introducing a concept of bracha that knows all along is new, and it's not really being derived. In the end, we're just going to say the whole thing is just a svara. Why would we go and be nene from the olam without a bracha? But given our original assumption, the assumption being that what we're interested in here is not thanking God. It's very clear, achat v'savato v'erachta is what you require, but not before. I mean, I haven't been any yet, so why should I thank when I'm not in a state yet feeling that thankfulness? But rather, the idea over here is, as we said, asur. In other words, there's something about the nature of reality which makes me make a bracha in order to make it mine. We'll see that that becomes fundamental to the idea of a bracha to come. Given that that's true, then this is a kal v'chomer. It's not that we're really patterning it, however. After the type of bracha that we say by Birkat HaMazon, there was a very beautiful conversation in the Sefer HaKuzari between the Kuzar and the Chacham that revolves around bracha. The Kuzar is putting down various mitzvahs. I mean, this is just a ridiculous tircha. Every time you do something, you've got to worry about this ritual and this. I mean, it takes away from your pleasure in the world. And what the Chaver tells him is that suppose a guy is drunk, right? He's in this big party. Everybody's having a great time. They got this quartet that they brought in from Vienna. They got the best drinks and so on. This guy is sitting there in a party and he's dead drunk. They tell him about the party afterwards. So is he going to say, well, I had a better time? He's going to say, oh my God, I lost the whole thing. I wasted my whole time. What a shame, right? So in other words, the level of in which a human being experiences reality, he recognizes himself needs to be different. I mean, it's certainly the drunk guy isn't worse than an infant. Okay, so he had an infantile appreciation. It wasn't that he didn't hear the music. He didn't really appreciate it all that much. It wasn't that he didn't drink the scotch. He just didn't appreciate that particular scotch as opposed to the other scotch because he was already too high to appreciate it. So you see that people take for granted that an infantile appreciation or purely sensual experience is not what it is that I'm looking for in my party. I want a party that's going to give me something that's uniquely human. I can discriminate, I can appreciate, and so on. So that's the whole point of a bracha. A person makes a bracha. So there's nothing that adds more to a person's life. I mean, it's amazing how he speaks about it. Nothing adds more to a person's life than a bracha. It's because a person like that is constantly going around like a human being instead of like an infant, is always appreciating the difference between having something and not having something. And his whole relationship to reality is different, and in the end, his relationship to life as a whole is different. That's the bracha of Shechayana. A person, because he makes that bracha, never takes life for granted. Constantly sees himself in a position of having nothing, and only because of this now, making himself right having something. So that seems to be the point of departure. Given that point of departure, you left the door open. Given the point of departure, we understand that. Indeed, it's a kal vachomer afterwards. I mean, so how much are you going to really be able to do afterwards? The experience is over and done with. It's a kosher you came before when you feel the need for it. Anyway, so continues the Gemara. So that we could say would be a kal vachomer. So b'kishurayev lo kosher came. But the problem is that we're still left over here with this particular halacha, which is Kerem. Shah mini minayin. I mean, all of this was said, the special inyan of the Vatomer lehem hagefen, and all of this. Okay, I understand the Kerem, yes. But what are you going to do about making a bracha on other meaning? Well, what do you mean? I'll learn it out from this. It's just a model. I mean, my Kerem davar shenehneh v'ta'un bracha. Av kol davar shenehneh ta'un bracha, right? It's a function of how it is that I relate to the world. Well, not necessarily. Ikal amifach malek Kerem sheken chayav be'olalot. I could say that the Torah is more makpid on the level of your relationship to wine. Because look, there's a whole new chiyuv of olalot, which is that you have to leave for the aniyim a improperly formed cluster. So obviously the Torah has very special demands of how a human being relates to his vineyard. That's different, perhaps, in the way you relate to your apple tree. There's certainly no chiyuv similar to olalot on apple trees, and perhaps, therefore, there's no chiyuv of being as aware of an apple tree as you have to be of a vine. Well, says the Gemara, no, that wouldn't be true, because after all, kamatochiach, we know that you need a bracha for lechem, right? Because, I mean, it says, v'yachalt v'savato v'racha, next to the tochal ba lechem of Eretz Yisrael. Now, there's certainly no din of olalot when it comes to wheat, so apparently olalot is not a significant point. It's just that, again, the tzadah sheveshebem is that you're going to be nene. So you could say, yes, but after all, kama is very special because you have to take challah. Okay, but you don't have to take challah from yayin, from the kerem. So again, we find the common denominator. What's the common denominator? Chozor adin, lo rizek rizeh, lo rizek rizeh, atzadah sheveh shebehen, davar shenehneh v'taun bracha. If something gives you pleasure, then it's b'chayev you a bracha. So I've called davar shenehneh, taun bracha. Says the Gemara, well, how about if I find a higher order common denominator that doesn't allow you to expand to that extent? How about if I say, Mala tzada shaveh shebehen, sheken yesh behem tzad mizbeah? Yes, there is something in common, you're right. But what is in common between a kama and a keren? Both of them go on the mizbeah. I have minachot, and I have nisuch hayayin. So, okay, there's only one other thing, therefore, that I could learn out from this common denominator. What's that? Oil. Okay, that means if somebody is going to be using shemen, so he needs to make a bracha. But that's it. Bread, wine, and oil. How do you know to go beyond that? So you could bring zayit. Matter of fact, not even oil at this point. Just the zayit itself. Did bitzad mizbeach? Wait a minute. I don't need to know zayit from that. I mean, a zayit, even if it wouldn't be bitzad mizbeach, I know that you'd have to make a bracha on zayit, because a zayit tree is also called a kerem. So apparently there's such a thing as a kerem zayit, which is mashma, that either it would be chayav directly from the din of kerem. No. We never find a orchard of olives called a kerem stam. It's always called a kerem zayit. If we're going to be learning out the din from kiloy hakerem, it would not include a kerem zayit. It would only include kerem stoma. So anyway, but getting back to the question, but frankly, I don't really care if you're going to be marbid zayit, you won't be marbid zayit. The bottom line is that we only have one common denominator, and that we have no right to make a more common denominator, and therefore we should take on that anything that goes on the mizbeach is chayav bracha. And it's kind of like it's very consistent, because that was the Kodesh Ilulim, and Vatom Elam HaGefen, and the Mesameach Elohim, and it all ties in together. Well, I'll tell you. Maybe the Mokar of Bracha for other things is indeed to be learned from the Shivat HaMinim of Eretz Yisrael. Because after all, it says right after Eretz Yitzchak Sorah, Geffen, Tena, and so on, it says, V'achalta v'savato v'rachta. So apparently, V'achalta v'savato v'rachta refers to all the Shivat HaMinim, and in the same way, Ma Shivat HaMinim, Davar Sheneheneh V'taun B'racha, Af Kol Davar Sheneheneh V'taun B'racha. It's a simple model for any type of pleasure that a person takes in the world, he makes a bracha on. Well, not necessarily. I mean, we certainly know that Shivat HaMinim are not just any old pleasure. The Shivat HaMinim are the things that you're chayav bikurim on. And the bikurim, mind you, is very much related to your awareness, which makes it more bracha-oriented, ki tavo, and you're supposed to come in, you're supposed to be anita v'amarta. I mean, so maybe I understand things that require v'anita v'amarta, require bracha. What's that? But certainly not going to say an apple tree is mechayav bracha. Where would you see that from? Besides which, what's the makar for the Shivat HaMinim requiring a bracha? The achalta, the savata, the rachta, which is only a bracha, shela acharav. How would you know a bracha lefanav? Hello, Kasha, but that doesn't bother me. I told you before, that doesn't bother me so much. Because given that there's a bracha lacharav, I can learn out the bracha lefanav with the kavach homer. Kishur savea mevarech. Kishur aev lo koshake. So that's fine with me. Let me ask you something else. Even according, you know, you got a question of according to the Mandi Omer, it's Karen, my boy. How do you know more than a Karen? And you finally got to the Shivat HaMinim, which now I'm furthermore have you stuck in a corner because you can't show me more than a Shivat HaMinim because of Bikurim. How about even according to the other Mandi Omer that held a Netar Avoy, right? You think things are so easy for him? You say Netar Avoy, that includes, according to him, all of the Peirot. Even according to him, it doesn't necessarily answer our problems, because neta ravai would only include kol dabar netiya. Neta ravai means something that you plant. I mean, lots of things you don't plant. How about basar, beitzim, dagim? When we make brachot on all of those things, we certainly don't learn that out from neta ravai, even according to that mandiyama. So something is missing here, no matter how you understand the Kodesh Ilumin. Therefore, we have to say, elas varahu, asur lo la'adam, and again, the question over here is, does this mean, when it says Asur La'adam, that we have actually a standing Isur? Or is it that because we have a Chiyuv of Bracha, therefore it would be a violation of the Chiyuv of Bracha to eat without it? I mean, there's a tremendous difference between the two. For instance, suppose someone is ill and has a tube inserted in his colon. Can't make a Bracha. Does it mean he's not allowed to eat? Right? No, not in his stomach. He has a tube. It's a mokum mitunef always. Right? Whatever, he's in a place where he can't make a bracha. Or better yet, there you can say, okay, see, what, he obviously can't permanently not eat something. But how about somebody who's right now, for the next 20 minutes, he's in a place where he would like to eat something, but he can't make a bracha. Does that mean that he's usher to eat because asur la'anot ben ha'olam hazeh below bracha? Or first we come to the chiyuv of bracha, and then we say, when there's a chiyuv of bracha, you're violating the bracha by not making it. But if you're an onus in terms of the bracha, it's not that you're not allowed to eat without the bracha.
Is that
not the food in the situation? No, that's a different issue. That's a berech. It's on the phone. Baruch atah, adinu, elinu, melech, elam, shakon,
nihi,
emin, that's a good question. No, the question over here is what is does the Gemara mean by this farah? If it's the way we were talking about the Kuzri's approach, that if a human being has an opportunity to be human, then he has no right to be an animal, because the whole point of your humanity is to make use of it. So then, if you can't, you can't. If the point of bracha is that somehow or other the world is asur b'hana'ah to you, and a bracha is a way to make it mutar b'hana'ah, look, what can you do? I mean, the fact that you can't make the bracha doesn't mean, that's like saying, look, I'm sorry, sir, I mean, I stole it because I couldn't afford it. Thank you very much. Tell it to the judge. That's not my problem. So I mean, over here also, I took it without rishus because I couldn't make the bracha. So don't take it. Right? This is actually a machlokas of the poskim. Allah alamaisa, what to do, Richie? Asur le'anot min olam hazeh b'lo bracha.
Is there a bracha for going to sleep?
That's the loss of pleasure. We're assuming over here that it's the human element that's important.
They get some caffeine gum.
Yeah.
Yeah, they make that now?
I don't know. It's a good idea.
Tana Rabbana. Indeed, the mashmaut is here. Asur la'ola adam she'aneh min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha. It's prohibited to be nena from the world without a bracha. I just want to point out to you that Rashi's explanation of Svarahu before is, take a look in the closing words of Rashi, Svarahu, tekivan denehenet tzarech lodot l'misha bara. In other words, he doesn't buy into an iser. He first uses the Svara as the fiev of the bracha, which only then creates an iser, correct?
Aye.
Poor me. It's so funny, nobody has wrath on you. Does anybody imagine what it's like talking to people with their eyes closed? Their heads nodding. It's not fun, huh? Yes. Anyway, welcome home. Yes, as a matter of fact, I think they showed this room in a New York Times cartoon. It said the Milky Way galaxy goes up. So here you are, back at home. And it was a New Yorker, I mean. Ten Rabbanim. I was about to tell you what Rashi said, but I gave up, yeah? Yeah, so Rashi says, follow the kima, the nenet, tzarek lo, don't believe Shabbat. But that's not the svara. And the svara ought to be, if he buys into the Easter, it should be. I mean, that's not what he's saying. Right? Saying the idea over here, the kivan, the nenet, tzarek lo, don't. Okay? That's not the same as you would have said it. Now, lamaisa, the sugya to come, implies that it's more of a gezela type of an issue. Because it says here, asur lo la'adam she'aneh min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha. V'chol ha'aneh min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha. He's ma'al. So me'ila means you took something that was kodesh and you used it without a proper pidyon. His mashmah that bracha is the pidyon of the thing. Ma'ita kante, what should he do? Yelech etzel chacham. Yelech etzel chacham. What is this? A priest? Something? Yelech etzel chacham. What's the chacham going to do? Wave his weird ring at him and say, you are forgiven, my son, say 23 Ave Marias. What's the chacham going to do? Whatever he is doing, the guy did an issue. Chacham's not going to be able to help him. No. I'm a rabbi. Yelech etzel chacham mi'ikora. The thing to do is, before it's too late and you do an iser, first go to a chacham to teach you the brachot. V'yalam deno brachot, k'day shelo yavol idei mi'ila, in order to avoid being in a position of being the equivalent of a mo'el behegdash. What a beautiful idea, no? That the world is a temple, that it's your own awareness that is poda, that kedusha in it. Om nevi ramer shmuel. Kol ha'nene min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha ki'ilu ne'aneh nikadshei shamayim. As if you're taking something, a carbon, without a right to have it. Shenemar la'ashem ha'aretz umlo'ah. The world belongs to the Lord. Reb Levi Rami.
It implies it can never be yours.
Oh, yeah. No, the element of Kratzei Shemayim is just that it's dressing how it is you're supposed to relate to it, whereas the Kilomal dresses the Yisr. It's Kilomal, something that belongs to Hegdash. The aspect of Kratzei Shemayim is that it's already Kedish Lashem, Roi Lemizbeach, it's a whole different Targ of Kedusha. It means it belongs personally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we didn't bring before Lashem Haratzim Loah. Reb Levi actually points out to Stira. On the one hand, it says Lashem Haratzim Loah, and it says Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem, but it also says Ar Satan Levnei Adam. How could it be Lashem Haratzim Loah if he gave it to humans? So Basbi lo kasha kan kodim bracha kan miyacha bracha. And therefore, indeed, you require the key to be matir the world for your pleasure. Omer Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, kol ha'ne'aneh min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha ki ivu gozel ha'kadosh baruch hu Knesset Yisrael. Shenema gozel avi v'imo v'omer ein pesha, chaveru l'ish mashchit. A guy who steals from his dad and his mom, and he says, nah, it's only dad and mom, they don't mind. So a guy like that is a friend to a man of destruction. So now, aviv refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in the pasuk, alo hu avicha kanecha. Imo is a reference to Knesset Yisrael, shenema, shema b'ni musar avicha v'altitosh torat imecha. And chaveru l'ish mashchit, om Rebbe Chanina bar Papa, chaveru l'yiravam b'nevat, shishchit et Yisrael aviyam shebashamayim. How is this similar to Yeravam ben Avat? Rashi explains, people, in seeing a person's attitude towards life, If they watch him eating without a bracha, become cheapened in their attitude towards life. And a cheap attitude towards life gets everybody into a state of mind in which they become distant from HaKadosh Baruch when everybody eats without a bracha as if things are meaningless. Yeah, and therefore meaningless. So because of that, he's a chover leish mashchit. Now here, Rashi clearly continues with Shitato because he has a brilliant exposition of Ki'ilu Gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, what are you being gozel on the HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Not the food, the bracha. Isn't that beautiful? In other words, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have out of all of this?
He has you.
So that's the only, I mean, the food is, you know, it's meaningless to me. But the idea is, it's the key to my getting your response and your bracha. So you're stealing my bracha. Take my food, steal my bracha. It's a whole different way of, it's like the Yoni, exactly. You know, he tells you good morning, you don't give him good morning back, you know. The same type of thing, guy. Here I'm doing this in order to get a response from you. So therefore, again, this is Rashi Lashitato. As we already saw, Rashi's approach to bracha is that it's the bracha that's important, not the key to the heter that's important. So it's not really stealing the thing. So if I can't make the bracha, there's no iser, lechor, according to Rashi, to eat without the bracha, because there I wasn't stealing the bracha. I couldn't make the bracha. So it wasn't a makom which I was a mechuyav of a bracha. What's the difference? Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami, k'tiv v'lakachti digani bi'ito. This is interesting. It's the same type of stira. On the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks about, and because of our evil, to show us, you think it's yours, l'chein ashuv v'lakachti digani bi'ito, v'tiroshi b'mo'ado, I'll take my dagan, my tirosh. And yet in Kriyat Shema it says, v'yasavta diganecha, tiroshecha. And make up your mind, is it digani, tiroshi, is it digancha, tiroshecha? Lo kasha. Kan bizman shi'israel osim ritzono shel makom. So then he gave it to them. Bizman shein yisrael osim ritzono shel makom. He lets them know that deep down, it's really his. Tanu Rabbanan. Looking at Kriyat Shema, it's a little bit strange. The Torah says, V'yasavta diganecha v'tiroshecha v'yitzarecha. And then it says, V'limaritam otam et b'nechem l'daberbam. And so on. Now, matam adoma. Look, I mean, on the one hand, lo yimosh sefer Torah zemi picha. It says the sefer Torah should never be out of your mouth. We're talking about alevavecha, b'neinecha, b'lechtecha v'aderech. So you might take that literally. In other words, there's nothing else to do in life except to learn Torah. So Yochol Dvarim Kichtavan, you might think it really means that. Talmud Lamar V'Asafta Diganecha. Therefore, comes along the same parasha of the Chiyav of Limud HaTorah to say, obviously, in the context of your life, you have to go out to the field, collect your grain. So Hanheg Behem Minag Derech Eretz. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, you act with Divrei Torah in the context of a human life, which has human ways of acting, and that's called Derech Eretz. We already saw the idea of Derech Eretz as that which a person puts into the way in which the earth lives. It's not a particular type of anhaga. It doesn't mean work necessarily. It doesn't mean nice meat. It doesn't mean any of those things. It means the context of being a creature of the earth. So that requires you to make a living. So says Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, what? Efshar adam choresh b'shat harisha, zorea b'shat zira, zria, kotzer b'shat zira, dash b'shat isha, zorea b'shat haruach, holech l'sratim b'et asratim, Torah ma tehe alea, what's going to be left with the Torah? He won't have any time for Torah if he's busy doing that all day long. Ela, the only way to understand it is bizman, shisrelo simitzon osho makom, v'en b'lachkanda aseta yedei acherim, as it says, v'yamdu zarim u'utzon chem. So when you're doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, you have other people to do the dirty work. And then you have plenty of time to learn. But if you're in a position of not doing Ratzon HaShem HaKam, then they have to work for their own parnasa. And there it says, V'yasavta diganecha. Even though Tosis points out, I thought we said V'yasavta diganecha is V'zman Shisrael Osim Ratzon HaShem HaKam. K'neged digani v'tiroshi v'ein Osim Ratzon HaShem HaKam. Correct? This is obviously according to Rav Shema Yochai. You have three levels. You have the complete rejection of the Ratzon HaShem, where then it becomes digani and tiroshi, and not even yours. You have the acceptance of mitzvahs and trying, then you have ein Osim Ratzon HaShem HaKam. And then you have a matzav of tzaddikim, gemurim, that are truly Osim Ratzon HaShem HaKam. We're over there. Why should you have to work when you have plenty of robots to do the work for you? But if you're going to end up, you're going to end up in a matzav in which you're satisfied with the asafta diganecha, good Lord. You're going to come to a matzav in which other people's work is going to be done by you. You may find yourself at a gas pump, pumping gas. Some Arab pulls up and you got to fill his tank. That's bad news.
Put some sugar in.
Omar Abaye says, Abaye, okay, we have over here a very important machlokas. According to Rav Shimon bar Yochai, a person is not supposed to do anything with his life except learn Torah. According to Rav Yishmael, a person is supposed to live like any other human being and dedicate all his time that he can afford to dedicate to the achievements of the soul. Omar Abaye, Abaye says, look, the results of the experiment are in. Lots of people tried Rabbi Yishmael's approach of living a normal life, and it worked. And lots of people tried Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's approach, and it did not work. So in the end, they ended up both without the money and without the Torah, miserable in life, and so on. And therefore, it does not seem to be the correct approach, certainly for the tzibur. In fact, Rava told the guys in his yeshiva, don't you dare show up during Nisan and Tishrei. I'm asking you, stay away from the yeshiva. And Yom Nisan and Yom Tishrei, Yom Nisan is the time in which you're doing now your ktsira. Yom Tishrei, you're taking in the grapes and so on. Look at Kazukama, I don't want to see your faces. I don't want you sitting over there worrying about how you're going to make a living all year long. Do what you got to do and come back when you got some money in the bank. The Kala, you mean?
Yeah.
You know why that's... Those are special gatherings. You mean why? I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm talking. It means during the time of the learning of that period, not during the time of the work. You don't want to see the difference. The Rota Rishonim Asu Toratan Kiva Malachan Arai. The Rota Rishonim, they took their Torah seriously. And that was the thing that was Kavua in their life. The Malacha, whatever needed to be done, they did it and went back to their learning. In the end, Zuv Zunit Kaimu Biyadan, they ended up having a good Parnasa and remembering their Torah. The Rota Achronim Shasu Malachtan Keva, the Torah Tanarai, in the later generations where people do the opposite, neither of them work. Nobody makes a good living, find themselves in a rat race, and they can never keep up with their learning either. Leonard Kaimu Biyadan. Omer Rabba Babachan, Omer Biyokan, Omer Shubri Yudabari Loi. Bore Eishaloki Dorota Rishonim, Dorota Achronim. Another, they wanted to see the attitude. Dorota Rishonim. The Dorot HaRishonim would make sure that they got in the perot into the house in a way that was definitely Mechayev Maaser, as we were at Pnei Abayit. They brought it in through the main door. The Dorot HaRishonim, they figured out all kinds of aterim. So they bring the perot in through the gag, you know. Der HaTzerot is a problem because the Chatzer actually is Mechayev. So take out the gears of Der HaTzerot. They try to figure out ways that they're not chayav in maaser. Remember, Rabbi Yana, he not tell them it's chayav in maaser. Actually, you're up in the habayit. Shema, biyanti hakodesh min habayit. Rabbi Yochanan says the truth is afilu chotzer kovat. Shema, biyachlu b'sha'arecha b'saveim. Continues the Mishnah to say that the everything has a brocha borei pri ha'etz, except from yayin, where you say borei pri ha'gafen. Now, why is wine different than anything else? Maishna yayin. Is it because it has now been processed to a higher level of appreciation, therefore requires a bracha that is more specific? You could say the same thing about oil. Are shemen? The ishtani leiluye. Shemen is certainly a higher level of processing that gives you a product that is more powerful, potent, and concentrated. And therefore, it ought to have its own bracha by those standards. The lo ishtani lebracha, we don't find a special bracha for oil. I'd explain that. Well, because we'd like to make a special bracha for oil, but we can't figure out what bracha to make. Lev Shar. What are we going to say? Should we say, like we say, borei peri hagefen? So should we say, borei peri hazayit? Can't do that. Because pira gufa zayit ikrit. The zayit as a pre is also called a zayit. If we're going to say borei peri hazayit, we're saying borei pri hapri, essentially. And in doing that, this is, Rashi has a beautiful point over here. He says, if that's the element that we're talking about, then the borei pri hapri is entirely a human effort. Because what it is that is created from the pri hazayit is human. That's all human processing. The wine, you're going back to the geffen, so what you're talking about is the entire thing that ended up in this fashion. But if you're talking about, and what came out of the zayit which was given to you from God? Shemesh. So let me make a bracha on that. That's not Borei, right? Whereas if I say, what came out of the Geffen? That is to say, what came out of the actual vine? Ah, what came out of the vine is wine. So tracing it back to the vine, I'm being Maskar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tracing it back to the grape, I'm not being Maskar Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm talking, given that we have grapes, now we have wine. Given that we have grapes, and now you have wine is a purely human effort, right? No, saying by the same token, if we would have said Borei Pri Ha'inav, right? So it wouldn't have made any sense. So we say Borei Pri Ha'zayit, that's like saying Borei Pri Ha'inav.
So the confusion of Zayit meaning both the fruit and the tree. Mm-hmm. No, we would have meant the tree.
Yeah. It's more than confusion, it's a fact. You don't distinguish between the Pri and the tree in this case.
So you don't eat Zayitim?
Whatever it is, now we can get into separately, but the fact is that this is how language and therefore our relationship handles it. We see the Zayit as part of the Zayit, not as a clearly identifiable separate issue. Maybe right, maybe because they're inedible. They're still part of the tree, so to speak, until they're processed, as opposed to grapes. And it doesn't matter, but what's your bracha on? If you want to make a bracha, you have to give it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you're talking about Borei Pri Ha'Pri, the Pri Ha'Pri is a human effort. It's not that it's changed chemically that would be the problem. It's the specific thing that you're being Mavorech on is not directly attributable to God. In other words, when we say Amotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz, correct? We don't mean that the land grows loaves of bread, but we do. That's exactly what we're saying. That ultimately the land has grown a loaf of bread. Because the human being and his process is part of what the land grows. But if we would refer only to the wheat and we would make a bracha, Hamotzi lechem min ha'seorim. It's not God that's motzi lechem min ha'seorim. So from the overall vision of the earth, and human beings being part of the biology of the earth, so then it's correct to say Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz.
Even there we're saying Hamotzi, but not saying Borei, but
no, it doesn't matter. That Nakuda wouldn't matter. Okay? So it's a very important Nakuda. There's two completely different ways of viewing what it is that we're doing. That's what Rashi's explaining. One of them is taking for granted the human presence on the earth as being part of nature. In order to do that, you have to speak about nature as a whole. So you speak about the earth. In speaking about the earth, or in speaking about a tree that's connected to the earth, you're including all aspects of the earth, including humanity, that have a tendency to do things with the earth. Just like, you're not going to say that because I need bees to fertilize this fruit, therefore I'm really talking about Borei Pri Ha'bi. Correct? I understand. Bees are part of the way in which God brings forth this fruit when we say Borei Pri. So do I understand that human bees are the way in which God brings forth lechem out of the earth. But I can't get rid of the earth and now talk about only the human part and relate it back to God. That doesn't make sense. Because then I'm now a level above the way I was looking at it before. So from that point of view, why am I attributing the turning, the grinding, and everything else that goes into taking wheat and turning it into bread? Why am I saying that that's God? If I want to talk about God, I have to talk about it from the most fundamental way. Therefore, I have no way of separating that out by a Zayit. I can't make the bracha. Say Borei Pri Ha'Zayit. What am I going to say? Borei Pri Ha'Pri. So therefore, the option.
Borei Pri Eitz
Ha'Zayit. Ask the Gemara, v'nivrach alei Borei Pri Eitz Ha'Zayit. Oh, boy, oh, boy. So we can all just put away the Gemara. Just turn him on and that's it.
Decided this cycle.
You're going to be a good boy this cycle.
But
So why can't we just say Borei Pri Eitz Ha'Zayit? That makes it very clear that we're not referring to the fruit, we're referring to the eitz. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's a good point. Hello, my Mazutra. Says Mazutra, well, you have to take into consideration that wine has a special chashivut that oil doesn't have, namely chamra zayin, mashkalo zayin. Wine, after all, is nourishing. Oil isn't nourishing. Oil isn't nourishing. Would you ever look at your tummy? Mashkalo zayin. That's not. I mean, it's simply not true in the halacha. Hanoder min hamazon mutar b'mayim u'b'melach. Someone who asers himself with a neder on mazon, he's allowed to eat salt and water. In other words, everything else is called mazon. So we ask on that: is that true? Avinim b'mayim u'b'melach. It's only mayim u'b'melach that's not called mazon. Anything else is called mazon. Name it David to the Rabbi Shmuel. Does this prove that Rabbi Shmuel are wrong in saying the Amrei? You cannot say the bracha Boreim in Mizanot unless it's on one of the five species of grain. And you're claiming that mazon includes anything except water and salt. So I should be able to say Boreim and Imbiz on a fruit, according to you. That's a good point, too. So the Gemara answered over there, Amr Avuna, the Omer Kol Hazan Alai. Difference is that he didn't mazon, you know, there's two levels. There's the level of mazon, which is an entity which is seen as a central sustenance-providing entity. Then there's an idea called Zion, something that has calories in it. It's nourishing. Here it's talking about that he said anything that is Zion. Anything that is Zion means anything besides water and salt. Water and salt have no calories. So that you'd be allowed to eat. So, but you certainly can't tell me that shemen has no calories. I mean, that would be a little bit ridiculous. Okay, so let's put it another way. There's three dargah, aren't there? Because there's also the sense of sa'id. Sa'id is something that you eat as your sa'uda, that it provides a sense of satisfaction. Chamra, wine, is sa'id. Mashcha lo sa'id. Wine? Wine is sa'id? V'harava havishati chamra kol malah yom pischa. Rava would drink wine all Erev Pesach. Ki heichi dinader elalibe. So that he should really feel hungry at night and eat more matzah. V'nechol matzah tvei. So apparently wine not only does not satisfy, it makes you dissatisfied. Well, a lot of it makes you dissatisfied. A little of it makes you satisfied. The porta, right? So if you're making a bracha on porta, you'll remember the one other issue that this is said about. Wine, women, and song. Yeah. Right? Yeah, interesting.
Didn't we just have more about the ruban, is good
meal? Yeah, but that's a different issue. No. So here a little bit satisfies, too much makes you hungrier. But wait a minute, misoit klal, does wine satisfy at all? Doesn't it say, the yain yisamach levav enosh, the lechem levav enosh yisad, mashma, the lechem provides fulfillment, the wine doesn't. So nahamu disoit, chamra lo soit. No, it means, chamra is both sa'id and misameach. Nahama is only sa'id and not misameach, smuchilo misameach. Therefore, what we're left with is a unique situation in which wine is not only mezin, wine is not only nishtan malyusa, wine is not, not only comes from Scotland, let's see whether you were going to wake up, but it's also sa'id, and that's beyond the oil. Oil doesn't have that. Hey, wait a minute. You know what? If it's so good, how come we don't say Birkat HaMazon on the wine? It's Sayyid, so we should say Birkat HaMazon. Yachin Nivrei Alei Shalosh Brachot. Well, lo kavei inchi su'udat ta'il alayu. Even though it's Sayyid, it's not a su'udat. So we have four levels now. High blood. That which is not even mezin. That which is mezin but not mazon. That which is mazon but not Sayyid. And that which is Sayyid but not su'udat. Okay? So if it's not a su'udat, we are not going to say Birkat HaMazon. Says Rav Nachman by Yitzchak to Rava, well, how about if you do? You know, so how about Ikov Alei Su'udat Amai? They said to him, listen here, buddy. You ask Eliyahu HaNavi when he comes, okay? Well, let's call the Kfiyut. Don't ask me. Hashtamiya, normal people. Bapa Daitre for Kol Adam, normal people. Don't make su'udas of wine. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.